Always with Love by Giovanna Fletcher, read by Hannah Toynton. Part 1. Chapter 1. Would you like some breakfast? Someone asks me in the dark, startling me as they gently touch my shoulder and wake me from my slumber. My hand flies to the black mask on my face and lifts it up a smidge, my brown eyes squinting as the light comes pouring in and blinds me momentarily. I start, my mouth dry as I sleepily look at the air stewardess crouching down beside me. Her perfectly highlighted hair is immaculately swept back off her flawless face, and her bright red skirt suit silhouettes her shape beautifully. I feel a state in comparison, in my baggy black pyjama set. Beyond her, I spot other people either still fast asleep in their individual pods, or waking up and milling around the plane we're in. Slowly, I remember where I am. On a Virgin flight to Los Angeles, in upper class no less. Not that I actually paid for the luxury, though. Rather that the premium economy tickets I had bought us were kindly upgraded by the smiling girl at the check-in desk as soon as she saw who I was travelling with. Never mind the Christmas madness, there's always space for a VIP. We were whisked through fast-track security and into the gorgeous lounge fairly swiftly after that bump-up. Not that I'm complaining. This is actually my first flight as an adult, so travelling in such comfort has certainly made the whole thing much more exciting. I'll admit that I was feeling pretty jittery and anxious when my mum and her new fiancé, Colin, dropped us off at the airport earlier. The glass of bubbles on arrival didn't quite make me blasé about being tens of thousands of feet up in the air. I still paid extremely close attention to the safety announcement and demonstration before we took off, but it certainly took my mind off it slightly. I glance to my left, but can't see over the seat divider in my horizontal position, so just gawk back at the air stewardess's smiling red lips in an undecided, hazy fashion, as though the simple question of breakfast requires more than just a yes or no in reply. I'm clearly not great at functioning when my sleep is interrupted while travelling over time zones. "He's already munching away," she smiles, answering my non-voice question and tilting her head to nod in his direction. "Oh, great, then... yes, please," I smile, rubbing at my face, which suddenly feels dry from the air conditioning. "And what would you like?" she asks, her tone friendly, calm and warm, clearly used to jumbled exchanges like this with the lethargic passengers. "Cereal? Pastries? A bacon butty?" "Oh, bacon butty, please," I coo, unable to resist my rumbling tummy telling me it's still Christmas time and that it's okay to indulge. Well, it's only the day after Boxing Day, after all. "Do you have ketchup?" "Yes," she laughs, standing upright. "Tea? Coffee?" "Tea, please," I smile, removing the eye mask from my head properly and sweeping my hands back over my hair to smooth out my brown frizzy mane and collect it into a tidy ponytail, hoping it makes me look a tad more presentable. "No problem," she says, gliding off towards the kitchen in the sky. I get onto my knees and look over at my companion, who sat upright watching something on the TV screen attached to his seat, whilst wearing the same pyjama set as me. We were handed them when we boarded the flight in London, although he somehow manages to make them look far cooler than I do. But that's Billy Buskin for you. Effortlessly brilliant. "Morning, sleepyhead," he winks, noticing me peering over while he chews on some toast, the small table in front of him buried under empty bowls and plates. "Got hungry," he admits, his dark chocolatey brown eyes endearingly screwing up as he laughs, causing them to twinkle. "So I see," I smile, finding him utterly adorable. "Did you sleep?" "A bit," he nods. "Then I started watching a film and that snowballed into me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?